NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. There's more rain coming to Pakistan. Some 1,500 people have died in flooding, and 20 million people are affected by the worst disaster to strike that country in recent years. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon visited Pakistan this weekend, urgently calling for international help.
I'm here this time for the second time to share my sympathy and solidarity of the United Nations together with the people and government of Pakistan at this time of trial.
Pakistanis say they can't get enough food or water. Shelters can't be set up in many areas because there's no dry ground. The UN estimates a fifth of Pakistan has flooded. Now there are reports of cholera. Two astronauts are spacewalking to repair the International Space Station's cooling system. NPR's Joe Palca reports this third walk in a week involves replacing a failed pump.
The electronic gear aboard the station generates a lot of heat, so a cooling system is essential. Without it, the space station would become uninhabitable. Both cooling systems require a pump to operate. By looking back at months of electrical data from the broken pump, station manager Michael Suffredini says there were signs that the pump was about to fail.
Starting about 2 months ago, the current started to look kind of ratty, I'll say.
They've now looked to see if the existing pump has shown any ratty current.
And it has not. It's been rock solid.
That's a good sign that the existing cooling system will continue to work until the other one is repaired. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
Starting today, the Federal Reserve's rules for banks' overdraft protection go into effect for existing account holders. Daniel Carson reports banks must now get permission from customers before enrolling them in overdraft coverage.
Last year, the Federal Reserve's website posted hundreds of complaints from people getting slapped with unexpected overdraft fees. If they bought something with their debit card, the purchase would go through, even if there wasn't enough money in the account. The Center for Responsible Lending's Leslie Parrish.
When people overdraw on their debit cards, it tends to be for very small amounts. So say you're buying a $5 cup of coffee and you overdraw your account. You're now charged a $35 fee, so that cup of coffee got much more expensive.
Some banks are doing away with their overdraft protection programs altogether. Overdraft fees have been lucrative for banks. They raked in about $40 billion last year. Analysts say that's a big chunk of revenue banks will want to make up somewhere, and that could mean charging customers for basic services to make up for the loss. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Shrimpers can return to work off Louisiana today, but it's not clear how much demand there will be. One Louisiana shrimping official says demand is much lower. People may fear buying contaminated food contaminated by spilled oil. Louisiana and federal government officials say all seafood is being tested and is safe. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Southern African leaders are meeting in Namibia today, and political instability in Zimbabwe is expected to top their agenda. As Vicky O'Hara reports, just days ago, Zimbabwe was allowed to resume its controversial sale of diamonds.
The international community banned sales of Zimbabwe's diamonds after the country's military took over the Maranga diamond fields and engaged in massive human rights abuses. The ban was partially lifted just recently after international arbitrators agreed the human rights situation had improved to a minimally acceptable level. Zimbabwe's neighbors, notably South Africa, have played a central role in trying to stabilize Zimbabwe. The summit in Windhoek will focus on whether Zimbabwe's coalition government has lived up to its promises of democratic reforms. South African President Jacob Zuma is expected to give a positive report. Zimbabwe's opposition party is expected to disagree. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
A human rights group alleges the military in Kyrgyzstan abetted ethnic violence in that country earlier this summer. Human Rights Watch alleges Kyrgyz troops may even have participated. At least 370 people were killed in fighting in the former Soviet Republic in June. There have been different accounts of what happened. Ethnic Uzbeks and Kyrgyz have traded accusations. Thousands of ethnic Uzbeks fled to the border with Uzbekistan to escape. Japan's economic growth almost ground to a halt in the second quarter of this year. The country's gross domestic product rose at a rate of 0.1% from what it was in the first quarter, suggesting China has overtaken Japan as the world's second largest economy. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR.
Support